Spider-Man, Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man.
When I think of courage, I usually envision Spider-Man using his physical strength to bring down the dastardly foes and save the townspeople. But what I learned this summer was that courage really does come in many flavors. No matter how you look at it, courage changes life for the better, even if short-lived. Courage is always extraordinary because it inspires people to do something extraordinary too. This summer, I volunteered at Sea Camp in Winston-Salem. Blind or visually impaired children participate in traditional camp activities and learn life skills. This camp is hosted by Winston-Salem Industries for the Blind. I met a 5-year-old boy who's been blind since birth, but he has many similarities to Spider-Man. No, he doesn't have the same physical strength, nor does he have spidey sense, travel by web-slinging ease, nor capture and wrap up villains in sticky cocoons. But he does have the superhero's courage to take a leap of faith. One day we took the campers ziplining at Carolina Zipline near Hanging Rock State Park. For the past 5 years, the campers of Sea Camp have traveled the course that ranges 40 to 80 feet off the ground. Although the 5-year-old was normally giddy and happy, he hysterically cried as we approached the platform. He refused to jump. He didn't know what to expect, and it was difficult for him to get a mental picture of his surroundings. Volunteers and camp counselors kept urging him to try, promising he'd have a great time. Plus, he could hear his friends laughing as they flew through the trees. Finally, he jumped. He became Spider-Man, whizzing along a line by way of a harness. He took a leap of faith, and afterwards, the smile never left his face for the rest of the trip. In fact, he eagerly got in line again and rode the course a second time. He created a new normal for himself. If this little boy can take such a courageous step, can't we take a leap of faith too? We've all been in that situation, afraid of the unknown. In fact, my first day of working at Sea Camp for the Blind and Visually Impaired Children was awkward and uncomfortable. I worried I would say the wrong thing to my blind peers or bring up topics that might be a source of distress. I overanalyzed and tried to figure out how to avoid using the word see. But I decided not to walk out on my job. I had so many extraordinary experiences and met a number of remarkable people. Just like the 5-year-old boy, I was happy I took a leap of faith. In May 2014, I'll graduate from Wake Forest University as a double major in biology and Spanish. I've observed students on campus tend to form cliques. We associate with people who have similar interests and backgrounds, but we tend to be reluctant to interact with people who are very different from us. Those outside of our sorority, our athletic team, or our immediate group of friends. But at Wake Forest, it's easy to meet a diversity of students. Every Friday morning, the Office of Multicultural Affairs hosts a breakfast to encourage mingling between students of all cultures. This is a perfect opportunity to enjoy some free food and connect with people outside your friend group. Another opportunity to branch out of your comfort zone is Wake Saturday, a weekly event where Wake Forest students serve lunch to the homeless in downtown Winston-Salem. One weekend, I chatted with an older homeless man about sports, childhood, and the South. This was the first time I'd spoken with a homeless person, but after this experience, I realized we shared many likes. If college students can find common ground with some of our city's homeless residents, and if a 5-year-old blind boy can jump off a platform into the dark unknown, then maybe you don't have to be a superhero to be courageous. Maybe you just push out of your comfort zone and create a new normal.